Welcome back to another episode and another Camp Hamway episode of the Healthy Diabetic Podcast. I am your host, as always, Coach Ken Kness. Just a friendly reminder, nothing that you hear on this podcast should be considered medical advice or otherwise. Please always consult your medical team before making any changes to your diabetes management. Okay, before we get started into the guest I have for this episode, I got to sit down with Drew Miller. But before we get with Drew, I want to just remind you to make sure that you like, subscribe to the podcast so you're notified when new episodes drop every single week. Okay, I'm done with my rant. Now, Drew Miller. Drew is a brand new, spanking new diabetic. I mean, when I met Drew back in, what was it, July, when I worked diabetes camp at Camp Hamway, he was actually in my cabin. So this is a really special episode for me because I got to talk to Drew in depth about his diabetes all week long, not just in this 10-minute conversation that I had with him. So it's just an incredible, incredible individual. Drew's mother is also type 1, which you'll hear that story, which she really helped him when he was first diagnosed. So I'm just really excited for you guys to listen to this really, really cool episode with Drew. So without further ado, let's get with Drew Miller. What's up, Drew?
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good, man. How are you feeling?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, that's good, man. So we're at camp. You're actually one of my campers this week, which is super cool. Tell me about your story. Tell me your diagnosis story.
So I don't know for sure, but I think I was living with it for about a year, maybe 2 years, because my blood sugar was sitting at 600 when they rushed me to the hospital, and I felt nothing, absolutely nothing. And I never went into DKA either. And, but I don't, I think I was just living high and just got used to
your
it.
Body's used
and
to
I,
it.
Yeah, exactly. And I never noticed anything wrong. And I do remember feeling shaky once or twice and just never really. And before that I had tested my blood sugar once or twice years before, and then we rushed to the hospital. And I was already kind of annoyed going to the hospital because I'm like, why am I here? I'm fine. This is nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they said diabetes.
Did you know what diabetes was?
My mom's had it.
Type 1 or type 2?
Since she was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And so I never asked any questions, but she actually confronted me a couple of years ago. I was like, well, why have you never asked me any questions about this? It's just what mom has always done.
Yeah.
And I just never inquired about it. And now I wish I had.
Why do you wish you had?
Well, I could just would have simplified it now. But now she's easily the best teacher there was. She's like the queen of diabetics.
Yeah.
She's perfect.
Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's great, man. What, being at camp, this is your first year at camp? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When were you diagnosed?
About probably going on 3 months now.
Yeah. So you're brand new. Mm-hmm. You're a little baby. Mm-hmm. What has been the most impactful thing that you've learned from when you were first diagnosed to now being at camp?
I think, I know it's not a very original answer, but I think it was the people who just kind of, I've seen a bunch of people walking around with CGMs and that kind of thing, the social aspect of it.
Yeah.
And, not feeling alone, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Have you felt alone the last 2 or 3 months before you came to camp?
Never did.
No, okay.
Because my mom and my uncle and my grandmother had type 2, which I didn't know about that either. But I've never really felt super alone in it. But
yeah, so you've had a lot of support, which is good. What did you outside of your mom, did you have a bunch of education when you went to the hospital? Have you sought out education in terms of whether it's podcasts, social media, other people? How's that been going?
I did follow a diabetes community, and that's about it. I don't think I never really looked into it too much, but I was only at the hospital for about a day and a half. just because my mom knew all about it and doctors kind of rushed us through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that definitely simplified the hospital thing. But I don't know. I wasn't super confused, maybe a little bit
mm-hmm.
about certain aspects of it, but I think I got it.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your mom would say about you right now?
What?
Being a type one. Have you had that conversation with her?
No. Not really.
Guess. What do you think? What do you think her initial thought would be? I think this is very fascinating. You've lived with your mother being a type one for a long, long time.
I actually, I do know. I think she would be excited.
She'd be excited.
I think she would be excited.
High five, dog.
She's always wanted to kind of coach someone in it. You know?
Yeah.
And I think it was her opportunity in that.
Yeah. Her opportunity to be able to do that.
Yeah.
The reason I think that's amazing is because I have thought about this so many times with my own two kids, my own two girls. And when they were first born, it would keep me up at night thinking that I was going to wake up one day and start noticing symptoms from them. Mm-hmm. And I was deathly afraid of it. And it took my wife, who told me if they do become diabetic, if that is their ultimate destined to be in that, to go down that journey, who better to be there for them than a diabetes coach, someone that lives with diabetes, and someone that is such a big advocate for this condition. Mm-hmm. And after that conversation with her, it was like the light bulbs went out.
Right.
The light bulbs went off. And now I'm not fearful of it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you've been able to go through that journey with your mom and you have that support, because a lot of the people in this audience, they've got amazing emotional support.
Right.
And they've got amazing emotional support from their family members and their friends that aren't diabetics. And I think that is why this camp is so impactful and powerful, because we talked to two very important siblings earlier. And Kyle is amazing in terms of him being able to be there for his sister. But he will never understand what diabetes really feels like day by day. Mm-hmm. Only she will. And on top of that, being at camp now that you guys all have, every single one of you guys in this audience is able to connect with each other and talk about your specific symptoms, your specific things. This is what happens when I go low. This is what happens when I go high. This is what I do when I go low. Oh, I do that too. All of those things are very impactful. And the fact that you have that in your house is something that a lot of diabetics can't say that they have,
right.
which is awesome. What are one to three things pieces of advice that you could give to someone listening about diabetes and your journey so far with it?
I think a big thing for me was wanting to be able to control a man, which obviously can't help with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But don't rush into it. If you need the help and the coaching, then take it. Cause like you said, not everyone has it. I don't know. I guess don't rush in, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like that, because a lot of us do rush in and we feel like we want to know it. I know I did. Like I wanted to know it. And I thought I did, but I didn't. And it's really cool because you being someone that's 3 months in, and you can ask any one of these guys that have been more than a year, more than 3 years, more than 4 years, that they've learned so much more and they're so much in better control and they're so much emotionally different than they were when they first started, which is going to be a really cool thing for you, especially having the support that you have. Mm-hmm. So it's awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. This has been great. I'm glad that I got to connect with you. You've been in my cabin all week. We've talked a little bit about this, so I'm glad we got to get it on record and talk about it.
Damn it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening, for tuning into this special episode, the special Camp Hamway episode with Drew Miller. I really appreciate all of your support tuning in, listening to these episodes. I really hope that, especially these Camp Hamway episodes, that if you're a caregiver, that they're giving you some much needed grace and much needed support in terms of like hearing these kids' stories, knowing that you're not alone. And then same thing if you're a young person or a newly diagnosed person, because a lot of these kids are no more than one, maybe two, maybe 3 years into their diagnosis. Some of them I think are a little bit farther along, but I just really hope that you're getting some really good value out of these episodes. Please make sure that you are sharing the podcast, sharing these episodes with someone that you believe is going to get value out of it. I know there's so many people that are struggling out there with, you know, whatever it is with diabetes. I mean, diabetes is such a complex condition, and we need all the support that we can get every single day, whatever that support needs to be, whether it's, you know, you'd love to do some coaching with me, whether it's you just want to keep listening to the podcast and you're getting these really good nuggets every single episode that you can, you know, put towards your management style, whatever it is. I just really, really hope that you are sharing this with someone that you know is going to get some good value out of it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.